Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Jesus Reveals Himself. Several years ago, as I was driving to work, I spotted a homeless man digging through a dumpster for food. I stopped and gave the man the two donuts I had just purchased. As I drove away, I realized I could have done more. Instantly, I turned around. He was nowhere to be found. I drove to work, wishing I had offered more help. My mind drifted to this verse from Matthew 25, verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Was this man Jesus, I wondered? I invite you to listen to more. I'll never know if this was a real encounter with Jesus, but I do know that God reveals himself to us in many ways, oftentimes in ways we miss. God is relentless in pursuing us. God is love, and as love, he desires to reveal himself to his beloved. God wants to make himself known to us. God wants us to have a personal relationship with him. He wants us to know him and to love him. The Old Testament shows us that God slowly, over time, revealed himself to his chosen people. Throughout our lifetime, God also slowly, and sometimes in strange ways, reveals himself to us. We are at that time in the liturgical calendar when the scripture readings are about Jesus revealing himself after the resurrection. We really don't know how many times Jesus revealed himself prior to his ascension. In John 20, verse 30, it states, Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book. The Bible does record 10 of Jesus' appearances. Jesus revealed himself to Mary Magdalene. Jesus revealed himself to the other women. Jesus revealed himself to two disciples on the road to Emmaus. Jesus revealed himself to the disciples without Thomas. Jesus revealed himself to the disciples with Thomas. Jesus revealed himself to the seven disciples at the sea. Jesus revealed himself to the 5,000. Jesus revealed himself to James. And finally, Jesus revealed himself at the ascension. When Mary Magdalene saw the stone had been rolled away, she ran to tell the apostles. John and Peter entered the tomb and saw the burial cloth lying where Jesus had been buried. Peter saw, and he believed. Do we believe that we encounter Jesus in our daily lives? Thomas was not with the apostles the first time Jesus appeared to them. He was unwilling to believe until he could put his fingers in Jesus' hands and his hand in Jesus' side. Are we skeptical when Jesus appears to us? When Jesus revealed himself to the seven disciples in John's gospel, he not only helped them to catch fish, but he prepared their breakfast for them. After his resurrection, as we read in Acts 5, verses 12 to 16, Jesus continued to reveal himself through the signs and wonders done by his apostles. Do we believe in the signs and wonders Jesus is still doing today? Jesus continues to this very day to reveal himself to us. Jesus reveals himself to us in many little things every day. He reveals himself to us through others that we encounter. He reveals himself to us through nature. Are we seeing him in these revelations? Did he, in fact, reveal himself to me through the homeless man at the dumpster? When he does reveal himself to us, will we believe like Peter did at the tomb? Or will we be skeptical like Thomas was and need more proof? Allow me to close this week's message with a few questions. Number one, in what ways did Jesus reveal himself to you this past week? Number two, did you miss some opportunities to see Jesus this past week? Number three, did Jesus reveal himself to someone through you this past week? Number four, did you miss some opportunities to reveal Jesus to others this past week? And number 5, what can you do to be more aware of Jesus in your everyday life? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing yourself to me through your Son, Jesus. He continues to reveal himself to me all the time. Too often, Lord, I miss him. Open my eyes, Lord, to every appearance of your Son in my life. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.